From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, here's the 1046th broadcast of the Grand Ole Opry, tonight starring Porter Wagoner.
Oh, Mama, I'm excited. I'm almost out of breath. What I saw like a baby run the south. I was on the mountainside when I looked down below. And glory be, I thought I'd better come and let you know that we've got company coming. Company's coming. We've got company coming up the road. Land of Goshen's Isle, they'll be here any minute now. There's company coming up the road. Or two. We'll have chicken and dumplings and some yellow gravy too. Grandpa, get your fiddle down, they might want a tune. Everybody hurry, cause them folks be here soon. Oh, we've got company coming. Company's coming. We've got company coming up the road. They're coming up the mountainside. Susie, don't you run and hide. There's company coming up the road.
Porter Wagoner and all the Wagoneers with Companies Coming, one of Porter's big record successes from some time back. Welcome, Porter. Welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
It's mighty good to be here, Grant.
Well, it's been a long time, Porter. Too long, in fact. But, well, we got a great show lined up for this evening. First off, in the comedy vein, we got our two Opry regulars, Cousin Minnie Pearl and Archie Campbell.
That's right.
Then there's Grandpa Jones and Chet Atkins, Tommy Jackson and his fiddle, Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee Travelers. And as our special guest, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. Lester and Earl will be out to sing a song in just a few minutes. Right now it's time for a laugh or two with our handsome, funny man, Archie Campbell.
Glad to see you. How are you, Porter?
Well, hello, Archie. By the way, I'm glad to see you. Where have you been?
I've been on a little vacation. Been up in Chicago, spreading it on up there, you know. I like to show off now.
Been up in Chicago?
Chicago, yeah.
By the way, where'd you stay while you was up there?
Stayed in the finest hotel in town, boy. Cost you a dollar a day.
Is that right? Yeah, well, which hotel did you stay at?
Stayed in the Duck Hotel.
In the Duck Hotel?
Yeah, the Duck Hotel.
What room did you stay in?
Stayed in room 711.
7-Eleven in the Duck Hotel?
Yeah, but you act like you'd seen a haint or something.
Listen, let me tell you a story about the Duck Hotel, room 7-Eleven.
Tell me about it.
40 years ago, there was a man checked in the Duck Hotel in room 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
That night at the dead hour of midnight, he heard a scratching on the window.
Yeah.
There was a huge big black cat crawled in his window, crawled up on the bed, blowed its breath in his face, and the next morning they found him dead.
Hey, good Lord, is that right?
Shh.
I'd have known that, I wouldn't have stayed there. What do you want? What's the matter?
Nobody stayed there for 20 years later. 20 years later, there was an old maid checked in the Duck Hotel.
I know there'd been one there the night I was there. You...
Shh. They checked this old maid in room 7-Eleven. She went up, went to bed. The dead hour of midnight, there's a scratching on her window.
Yeah?
This big black cat crawled in through the window, crawled up on her bed, blew its breath in her face, and the next morning they found her dead.
I know it. That's awful. And getting worse, ain't it?
And you mean to tell me you stayed in the Duck Hotel in 7-Eleven and lived to tell it?
Yes, sir, but you know the night I stayed there, Porter, there's some mighty funny goings on. I'll never forget it. I stayed up late that night. Didn't get to bed till about 9:30. Been out on a party. I went to bed and I had a funny feeling. Felt like something was just crawling on me. And it was. Finally got to sleep. I felt strange. It's like my skin was crawling. And then at the dead hour of midnight, I looked at the windowsill, and there peeping over the windowsill was two big red eyes. Get down! There, peeping over the windowsill, was two big red eyes. There, peeping over the windowsill, was two... Now, stay off me now. There was two big red eyes. It was that same old black kissy pudding. That same old Thomas Kitty. Looking me straight in the face, me sound asleep looking right back at him. Down across the windowsill he came, up across the butt of the fed, foot of the butt, up across the bunk, closer, 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 and that same old black cat Porter blowed its breath in my face too.
And the next morning they found you dead?
No, but my hat was full of kittens.
Archie Campbell, the favorite son of Bulls Gap, Tennessee. Thank you, Archie, for being with us tonight. But now it's time we heard from our guests. So let's hear a great big Grand Ole Opry welcome for our good friends, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs. Well, Lester and Earl, welcome to the Grand Ole Opry.
Grant, it's a pleasure to be here with you and our good buddy Porter Wagner.
Well, that goes double, Les. And by the way, I see you brought all the boys along. Paul Warren, Cousin Jake, Uncle Josh, and Curly Seckler.
Yeah, they're sort of the family now, Porter.
You know, now that I look at him, Cousin Jake kind of looks sort of peaked and kind of done in.
He had an awful shock this morning when he come downstairs for breakfast. He was all bent over. Couldn't straighten up at first. He thought he was paralyzed, but later on he found he had buttoned a third buttonhole in his shirt to the top button of his pants.
Oh, man. I don't believe that at all, but never mind. You boys are here to sing a song and not to tell jokes. So how about that big Columbia record of yours, Cabin on the Hill?
There's a happy child at home.
There's a happy child at home.
In the memory I can see.
In the memory I can see.
Standing out upon the hill.
Standing out upon the hill. Neath the shadow of the tree. Neath the shadow of the tree.
If I only had my way.
If I only had my way.
It would give my heart a thrill.
It would give my heart a thrill.
Just to simply wander back.
Just to simply wander back. To the cabin on the hill. To the cabin on the hill.
I want to wander back.
Oh, I want to wander back.
To the cabin on the hill.
To the cabin on the hill.
Neath the shadow of the tree.
Neath the shadow of the tree. I would like to linger still. I would like to linger still.
Just to be with those in love.
Just to be with those in love.
Sure, my heart would overfill.
Sure, my heart would overfill.
And I want to wander back.
And I want to wander back. To the cabin on the hill. To the cabin on the hill.
The saddest of it all.
But the saddest of it all.
I can never more return.
I can never more return.
To that happy childhood home.
To that happy childhood home. Matters not how much you yearn. Matters not how much you yearn.
If I only had my way.
If I only had my way.
Just to simply wander back.
Just to simply wander back. To the cabin on the hill. To the cabin on the hill.
Oh, I want to wander back.
Oh, I want to wander back.
To the cabin on the hill.
To the cabin on the hill.
Neath the shadow of the tree.
Neath the shadow of the tree. I would like to linger still. I would like to linger still.
Just to be with those in love.
Just to be with those in love.
Sure, my heart would overfill.
Sure, my heart would overfill.
And I want to wander back.
And I want to wander back. To the cabin on the hill. To the cabin on the hill.
Well, Porter, seeing how next week is Halloween, are you all set for the kids and trick-or-treat?
Well, I reckon so, Grant, but while you're on the subject of trick-or-treat, I want to mention something that certainly is no trick and definitely is a real treat.
Oh, you're talking now about Prince Albert's smoking tobacco.
Well, how'd you guess? But it is a fact, Grant. Prince Albert's got that mild and mellow flavor that all smokers like. That smooth and easy-going taste that's so satisfying to both pipe smokers and roll-your-own men.
Well, no doubt about that, Porter, but in case somebody thinks we're exaggerating, just let him light up with PA. The proof is in the puffin', and your own taste tells you why Prince Albert has the flavor most favored in the USA.
PA's crimp cuts so it burns even and cool. There's no hot spots. Sells the fastest, so it naturally moves the freshest off the shelves to you.
So all you dissatisfied smoking men, stop tricking yourselves. Get a satisfying, tasty, flavorful smoke with Prince Albert, America's largest selling smoking tobacco.
Now then, it's square dance time, and here's Tommy Jackson and his fiddle along with Ralph Sloan and all the Tennessee travelers to do things up fancy too. Mark it, dear! It's time for our sacred song tonight. One of my all-time favorites, and we'd like to get the Jordanaires to help me out on it. One titled, Lord, I'm Coming Home.
Lord, I'm coming home. I've wandered far away from God. Now passes in too long I've tried. Lord, I'm coming home. Coming home, coming home.
And I really enjoy singing for all of you. But I also like to get to this point in the show because it gives me a chance to listen to the playing of my favorite musician, Chet Atkins, and his guitar playing, Lover, Come Back to Me. Chet. Thank you.
Thank you, Chet. Thank you. That was wonderful. Nobody in the world can play the guitar like you. And speaking of that, reminds me of something. Nobody in the whole wide world can talk like our next entertainer. And to prove I'm right, here she is in person, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Here, it's just a real pleasure. I'll tell you, I like this cold weather that we've got up here now. You know, it's good courting weather, you know. I like that. It's been hard on Brother, though. He's just got so puny here just last couple of days. He just got an awful bad cold, and we had to get Doc Payne in to see him, and he looked Brother over and took his temperature and come outside of the room and told Mammy, he says, Brother's in pretty bad shape. I don't believe he's going to be able to work for a couple of days. Mammy said, Lord, let me go tell him. It'll cheer him up. Well, but Brother's like that. You know that. Now, Archie. Now, listen. Archie Camel, I'm up here now. I'm doing my part of the show. And you run along now, because you've already had your part of the show.
You misunderstand me. I didn't mean to be butting in, just want to be neighborly.
Well, you can be neighborly later on.
Well, I know, but I'll always defend you and take up for you, see?
Really?
Sure I do.
Well, bless your little soul.
Them boys back there a while ago talking about you.
Oh, they were not.
They was, too.
I know every one of these boys. I practically half-raised most of them.
Well, most of them's half-raised.
Well, go ahead now. Don't be ugly.
But they're talking about you. Well, now, they didn't say you was ugly.
Well, they better not.
Well, they didn't say that. No, they just said that there was some girls prettier than you.
And you took up for me.
I sure did.
What'd you
say?
I said,
don't you never say nothing about Minnie Pearl to me, my
friends.
Yeah,
I just mention it.
I said, well, that Minnie Pearl looks like the breath of spring.
Did you say that?
I sure did.
That's the sweetest thing I ever heard of. Look like a breath of spring.
I didn't exactly say it exactly that way. I said you looked like the end of a hard winter.
Oh, you hush. You hush. You hush.
Another thing I took up for you on that day, they was talking about your dress, and I said...
Well, there's nothing wrong with my dress.
Oh, I told them, I said, that Minnie Pearl always dresses good.
Yeah, well, now, that's nice.
Well, you sure do. I've never seen you when you wasn't dressed right.
Well, you're nice. See, I make all my own clothes.
Don't
I made this dress.
You
this dress myself.
Vain.
I didn't pay but $4.99 for this dress. Right here.
$4.99?
That's all.
How'd you get such an odd figure?
I eat too much. Well, now, I took up for you, too.
Did?
When you first come up here, you know.
Yeah.
And didn't know nothing, didn't even suspect nothing. And I took up for you. When this feller's back here, I took up for you when they said about you.
Good.
They said, is that his nose or is he eating a banana?
I appreciate that.
I did. I really did.
Appreciate it. Now, I'll tell you, I want a little question I want to ask you
what
before
is it?
We run out of time.
Our age, we've run out. Go ahead.
Are those your ears on each side of your head there?
Well, of course they're my ears. Whose ears did you think they was?
I thought maybe you'd borrowed them from a jackass.
Come to think of it, I did. When do you want them back?
This is Ferlin Husky. You know, the proof is in the puffin'. Well, right now I'm fixing to sing you a little song about Prince Albert smoking tobacco. Oh, the proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor, most favored in the USA. Proof is in the puffin', in the puffin', in the puffin'. And PA has the flavor, the flavor, the flavor. The proof is in the puffin', and PA has the flavor, most favored in the USA. The proof is in the puffin', and PA gives you mild, mellow flavor in a pipe bowl that's cool and steady burning. And because PA is the fastest selling smoking tobacco, it's bound to be the freshest. So get the bright red package of Prince Albert. here are our guests once more, Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys with another of their Columbia records, Someone You Have Forgotten.
On a hill so far away, his heart's like mine, now it's breaking for someone that's gone away.
Time now for the fella that wears the galluses and the boots and the handlebar mustache, Grandpa Jones, and his latest deck of record, When the Joneses Get Together.
Let's see it. Now here there'll be a happy time in old Kentucky State. I'll see the folks they ain't seen for years. I can hardly wait. The Joneses, they will come for miles. North, south, east, and west. They'll gather round the old hometown that they all love the best. They tell me that my Uncle John has sons as old as me. Now, I'm no spring chick myself. Don't see how that could be. It'll sure be nice to meet the boys. Talk and shake their hands. They may not talk the same as me, but they will understand. Ten folks talking, ten folks laughing. You won't see a brown. Never know the reunion anyway. But if he comes from out west and brings his jug along, he'll be welcome anyway. It won't be very long. Aunt Junie, she'll be the first to get there on the ground, for she's the finest of the cooks in all the country round. Her biscuits and her apple pie fit for any king. Oh, won't we have a happy time when the Joneses get to sing. Ten folks talking, two folks laughing, they won't see a frown. Is a parson up in Shady Dell. He'll lead us in a word of prayer. He knows the book so well. We never thought he'd amount to much when he started out to roam. Oh, won't it be a happy time when the Joneses gathered home? Ten folks talking, ten folks laughing, you won't see a frown.
Jones.
That was really great.
It certainly was, Porter, but now the time is about to run out on us. How about you singing us that brand new tune of yours that will be out next week on RCA Victor? The song is going to skyrocket right up to the top. Your Kind of People.
So the boy in the mansion on the hill has asked you to become his steady chill. There'll be parties by the score, the wine will flow. Here's the reason I beg you not to go. 'Cause they're not your kind of people, your kind of friends. They'll turn your laughter to teardrops, and in the end you'll come back to your kind of people, torn all apart. So please don't go, baby, please don't go. A heart of love and a pocket full of dreams. You say I'm only jealous, maybe so. Here's the reason I beg you not to go. 'Cause they're not your kind of people.
That's it. But it was mighty, mighty nice having you with us here at the Grand Ole Opry. And I know that you'll want to be on hand next week when Hank Snow and the Carlisles will be riding herd on the show. Now this is Porter Wagoner saying thanks. We'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
More now, but enjoying it less.
Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
Are you missing the smoke the nation likes best?
Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
Are you looking for flavor and mildness?
Have a real cigarette, have a Camel.
The best tobacco make the very best smoke.
Have a real cigarette,
a real cigarette,
a real cigarette, have a Camel.
If you're smoking more today, but enjoying it less, try Camels. More people smoke Camels than any other cigarette, any filter, any king, any regular. The Camel blend of costly tobaccos has never been equaled for rich flavor and easygoing mildness. The best tobacco makes the best smoke.
Have a real cigarette.
A real cigarette.
A real cigarette. Have a Camel.
This portion is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service, and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.